Welcome back to Mean Streets here on Game Plus Network. Chris Meany here with you. Thanks as always for taking the time to hang out. We're going to continue to talk about the Thursday night football game. The Houston Texans, heavy home dogs as they welcome in the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, 8-point favorites and the total at 43. Davis Mills making his first NFL start. Last week he came in for relief for the injured Tyrod Taylor. And now he has to go up against the number one defense in the NFL. Yes, you heard that correctly. The Carolina Panthers, the number one defense in the NFL. I know, it's a very small sample size. Remember 2 years ago when they only drafted defensive players? Well, now we're starting to see this defense take shape. They come at you with a lot of speed and they can get after the quarterback. They're number one against the run, against the pass. They have the number one third down defense in the NFL. They have 10 sacks, which is the most in the NFL, and 21 quarterback hits, also the most in the NFL. They have 8 guys with at least half a sack. Okay, they played the Jets in week one. Everybody does well on defense against the Jets. They played the Saints in week two, who looked pretty good against the Packers in week one. They only allowed 128 total yards, which is the fewest in a Sean Payton era, right? Right? Carolina making it happen on defense. We can't attack either side on the money line. If you want to back the Texans, by all means, that's just not for me. I think Carolina covers here the 8. And if I had to pick over or under, it would be under 43. But honestly, I'm staying away from it. I don't see Houston doing a whole lot, but I do see Mark Ingram getting another at least 10 carries, hopefully. And that's where we're going to start our props here. As you see, we're doing okay on props. Overall, we're 38-27, 14.78 units just on props alone, 19.26 when you include parlays and sides over at ftnbets.com. So Ingram up at the top, 9.5 rushing attempts. The outlier game in week one where he had 26 rushing attempts and we're like, okay, how many rushing attempts is he going to get when the team plays from behind? And they mostly, I think 3/4 of the game against Cleveland, definitely in the second half, they were playing from behind. And Ingram still managed to get 14 attempts. I'm going to take this every time he is at 9.5. I'll take the over. I feel like he's certainly the lead, even though they have multiple backs touching the field. Ingram's a guy that I feel confident getting at least 10 carries here this evening. And Brandon Cooks is the other Texan I'm in on. Over 5.5 grabs is plus money. 21 targets and 14 grabs. A league high 56% of his team's air yards through 2 weeks. You can see our free air yards tool over at ftndaily.com. And you'll also see he is at 36% target share, the second highest mark in the NFL. No Danny Amendola here today. Andre Roberts and Chris Connolly, I don't think we can get excited about either of those wide receivers. I really don't care who the quarterback is in Houston. They're going to find a way to get the ball to Brandon Cooks, whether it's a couple bubble screens, whatever it is, they're going to be playing from behind. I like the over on Cooks, his receptions at 5.5 catches. DJ Moore also plus money here at 5.5 grabs and over 67.5 receiving yards, 19 targets, 14 grabs, and 159 receiving yards. We hit the over on his catches and his yards over at ftmbets.com in week one and in week two. He has at least 68 receiving yards in 9 of his past 13 games. He's averaging 79 receiving yards this year. Small sample. It's exactly what he averaged last season. And in 2019, he averaged 78 receiving yards per game as well. He's pretty underrated. I don't think a lot of people give him the credit that he deserves. Certainly Vegas hasn't been giving him the credit that he deserves. He has at least 1,100 yards receiving in each of the last 2 seasons. And then Sam Darnold here to throw for 2 touchdowns. I think he does hook up with Robbie Anderson. It could be a deep ball like Jill Gallant just mentioned here on Mean Streets for him to find the end zone. 11 plays of at least 40 passing yards last season. That's what the Texans gave up. That was one behind the league high. So a pretty good spot here for these Carolina receivers and Sam Darnold to have 2 passing touchdowns. I have a bet builder for you. Our producer Tino has a long shot at the end of the show. Stay tuned for that one. But this one, Bet365, new bet builders that they have, and they're giving away free bet credit. So if you're not signed up, go sign up over there. You'll get a free $20 credit and we can have some fun and lay it on here. This is 22-1. All the same plays I just gave you. Moore is at 66.5 receiving yards. I like the over 5.5 grabs. I like Ingram to have 10 carries, Cooks to have 5.5 grabs. I've added Cooks over 67.5 receiving yards, and I'm sticking with Sam Darnold over 1.5 touchdowns. So to have 2 scores here today for Sam Darnold, slap 20 on that, you get a return of 460. Check out Elliot Chris. He's the king at these same game parlays. $49.99 will get you the betting package for the month. You're going to get everybody's NFL picks and everybody's picks across all sports. You're going to get all the content. You're going to get the tools that FTN Bets offers, as well as the Discord channel, an opportunity to talk to any of us at any moment, and the Sunday show with myself, Elliot Chris, and Matthew Friedman. I always learn a thing or two from those two studs. If you're looking for more, check out ftnbets.com/pricing. Use the promo code MeanStreets or Meaning to save yourself a little bit of cash. Mean Streets continues next. We're going to talk a little DFS action. I got a couple week 3 plays for you, so don't go anywhere. Keep her locked here to Game Plus Network.